Bay Point Community Church prides itself on a contemporary worship style. Show your power. Members believe it's their job to reach out to the world and to the local community.
To Asia and Australia.
To South America and to the United States.
And to Michigan and Traverse City.
But some people in the community think the church would be a bad neighbor. Right now, the church in northern Michigan meets in a high school auditorium, but members have big plans for a building of their own. It'll be 58,000 square feet. That's plenty of room for Sunday school classes, a gym/auditorium, and even space enough to rent out to a charter school on weekdays. A year ago, local township officials shot down those plans. They said the building's too big, that it would clash with the area, and that it would cause too much traffic. Then the church sued, claiming religious discrimination. The church has some unhappy neighbors in the rural area where it plans to build. At a public hearing, resident Brian Voss told local officials not to back down, regardless of the lawsuit.
This isn't about a church. This is about future development. Heck, Walmart could come in on East Long Lake, and if they had church on Sunday, you'd have to approve it.
But rather than spend hundreds of thousands of dollars defending itself in federal court, the township settled out of court. It agreed to let the church build its building, and even to let it expand to more than 100,000 square feet within a few years. Many residents are not happy with the deal, and they've threatened to recall the entire township board. There are similar cases across the country. A recent federal law limits the ability of zoning boards to say no to churches and other religious groups who want to build or to expand. Jared Leland represents the Washington-based Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. The group is bankrolling lawsuits on behalf of churches across the nation. Leland says the law was created because zoning boards have used bogus arguments to deny permits to religious groups they don't like.
For instance, a Buddhist meditation center was being restricted from existing in a particular district because they would generate too much quote-unquote noise. They were silent meditation Buddhists. There would absolutely be no noise coming from such.
Leland says, because of the law, today a municipality needs a compelling government interest to deny a religious building project. That's a serious issue that has to do with health, safety, or security. He says municipalities are usually worried about how a building will look or about parking, and he says that's not enough.
For instance, if they say, well, something this large is going to generate too much traffic, it's going to cause parking concerns in the residential district, those are not compelling government interests.
But some say putting a megachurch in an area where the community wants to preserve farmland or to keep sprawl away from green space should be enough.
The question is, what is valuable to Americans?
Marcy Hamilton is an expert on church-state law at Cardozo Law School in New York City. She argues that residential neighborhoods should have a say about what's being built next door, through their local government. Hamilton says the law that Congress passed, RLUIPA, the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000, is an unprecedented congressional power grab from local governments. She says people expect local officials to protect their neighborhoods from problems like traffic and noise. Hamilton says since just the threat of a federal court case is often enough to force a settlement, there's an incentive for churches to sue local governments, even where the case has no merit under RLUIPA.
What we're seeing is almost anything appearing on the megachurch campuses. We have one in Texas that has a McDonald's on campus. We have a megachurch in Pennsylvania that has automobile repair. I think it's hard to argue that those largely commercial activities appropriately fall under RLUIPA.
Hamilton says she believes the Supreme Court will eventually rule the law violates states' rights, but the High Court has yet to hear a land use case under this law. For the GLRC, I'm Linda Steffen.